Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
And then I'll dry rub some turkey legs. I don't know. I'm gonna do a whole lot of nothing. I'm gonna eat and I'm gonna drink and I'm gonna watch football.
That sounds like a prescription for a solid weekend. Layla, what about you?
I don't want to watch it, but I'm gonna watch it. So I will watch the football team Dallas Cowboys game.
We're all going to watch it. We know it sucks, but we're all going to have it on. We're all going to watch it. We just, like I said earlier, if your antenna are tuned well enough, you can kind of do something else. You can, you know, futz around the kitchen or do a crossword puzzle or something. And if there's anything that merits your attention, you'll hear something enough to, there'll be enough cues to at least turn your head and actually look at what's going on.
You say that, but I think I'm going to be the opposite, where I will be so transfixed to bad football and how bad, like terrible missed passes and terrible plays, that I will watch it intently because I'm going to see how terrible the game is.
Okay, yeah, straight up hate watching. You can do that too.
I haven't figured out what marathons are on because usually with Christmas, like you get like the I haven't figured out what Thanksgiving marathons are on because for New Year's Day, Twilight Zone marathon. Like, that's my jam. Like I'm all over that because Rod Serling was ahead of his time. So I gotta find out if there's a good like Law and Order marathon, like a themed Law and Order marathon that's on or something like that. Because I agree, like it's gonna be difficult to just sit there and enjoy the bad football.
Wait, isn't Godfather Marathon always on AMC? Isn't that
Is that the marathon of the...
I believe Godfather Marathon is a thing on AMC. I want to say that's a Thanksgiving move.
Okay.
But I'd have to look.
So which do you prefer? Would you prefer... Do you watch Godfather 2? I don't really count Godfather 3 because
neither
I didn't really enjoy it all that much. Or have you seen the re-edited Godfather saga that does everything... It takes one and two and actually starts from the beginning and finishes at the end in real time without it being flashback and prequel.
I haven't watched that version of it. That's interesting to me. I always like when stuff like that happens. And I know that everyone's waiting for the Zack Snyder edited, directed, smash cut Justice League movie because that's going to make it better. No, it's not because it was terrible.
You're narrow casting to yourself again, Lawrence.
I am, sorry.
No, like, you remember that's what, like what DVDs came with was like the B-side of the DVD and it was the director's cut or like something special. I feel like that's what that is.
That's what they're trying to make it. It's just, here's an idea, DC. Make better movies. Just overall, just make better movies. That would be a good step forward. I feel like they've done that with the Wonder Woman franchise. And I didn't hate Aquaman. Like, I didn't hate it. I wouldn't say I loved it. But just do better.
I don't think the characters are as good. No, the Marvel characters
are
better.
Dan, you're wrong. There are some great characters, and I'm glad that they're going to explore a little bit more into the DC universe with, like, Black Adam and Isis with the Rock movie that's coming out. There are great characters, and they just haven't found vehicles for. Like, they've tried a couple times with Green Lantern, and it's just awful. And they get stuff right with their television stuff. Everything that they're doing on TV has worked. When it comes to the big screen, they can't. And they keep kind of – they want so desperately because of how invested – everyone is in the comic book world in the Batman narrative. They want to keep telling us the Batman. Like, and we all did it when we were watching Joker. We were like, oh, so there's a riot. Let me guess, there's a movie theater. And guess who just happens to be coming out of the movie theater? It's the Wayne family. And oh, and here's the Batman origin. It just, they want so desperately to just keep selling us that. And we keep buying it. We're like, oh, another Batman movie? Great. Another Superman movie? An origin story? Wait a minute. Your mother's name is Martha? My mother's name is Martha. Now we can be friends. That's what happened in the movie. In the movie, they're sitting there at each other's throats until, wait, what did you say? Did you say Martha? Why do you know that name? Martha! Your mom's name is Martha? Wow. I, too, have a mother named Martha.
Seriously?
I'm glad that we can all be friends now.
Oy. Amazingly, I still think, if I'm really being honest with myself, the most successful or resonant iteration of anything DC for me, and those of us of a certain age, is still Super Friends on Saturday mornings. And it's the only thing that just because, and it's because I was 5 or 6 or 7, whatever I was, and there's Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Superman and Batman and Robin and The Flash.
And
occasionally they would bring in, like, what, well, you had either Marvin or you had Zan and Jaina, the Wonder Twins, and the Space Monkey Gleek.
And when they did their racial outreach with those cartoons, what did they do?
Oh, yeah, you had, well, the extras were Hawkman,
yes,
and then there was the, like, samurai.
There was Apache Chief.
Apache Chief, yes.
And there was Black Vulcan.
I don't remember Black Vulcan.
Well, they DC is doing that character now, like the Black Vulcan character in one of their television shows, and has actually gone okay. But yes, that was their cultural outreach. Here's Black Vulcan. Where's he from? Detroit.
Oh my God.
Oh no. No one thought better of that.
It was, oh my, look, Dan, I love going back and thinking about the things that I enjoyed in my childhood and looking at them now.
Oh,
so,
no. So
I went back because I remember as a kid, like, you have a sick day or an off day and you're watching cartoons on Channel 32 back
sure.
in the day, and they used to run the old Iron Man cartoons. These were like 15-minute shorts. It's Iron Man. And it was totally like old school Tony Stark going into the office every day with his briefcase, and he's a womanizer, and he's this and he's that. And they had, oh, I was laughing at how racist like those cartoons were back in the day, because his greatest rival is the Mandarin. And they made a joke, mm-hmm. like, this is one of the mistakes that Marvel made. Like, they made an absolute joke out of the Mandarin storyline in Iron Man. Was it Iron Man 3? They made a complete joke, which is why I tell people just skip right over it. But this is, if you read the books, like, he is, like, that is Tony Stark's equal. And it was so racist, I had to turn it off. I was like, whoa, I did
really?
Not know this. And they're like, Tony Stark flies to the Orient. And I was like, oh, no, this
Where
can't
he,
be a
He encounters
thing.
The inscrutable dragon lady, right?
Anyone who is a Marvel fan, just go look for the 1960s Iron Man shorts. And I'm telling you, you are going to be appalled.
Wait, the 60s ones, are those? See, I used to watch the ones that were made in the 60s, and it was a compilation.
Yes.
They had Captain America, when Captain America throws his mighty shield, and they all had these intro songs, and there was Prince Namor, there was Thor, the Rainbow Bridge of Asgard, and there was Bruce Banner as it turns into the Hulk, and they had all these silly little songs, and then you'd watch a show, and there'd be like three different cartoons
yes.
in a given half an hour.
They were these 10-minute vignettes.
Yes.
And I went down the rabbit hole of watching all of the Iron Man ones, and I was supremely disappointed. They have done great things with the rehabilitation of that character, because, I mean, it was just, no matter how bad you think it was worse. Like, it's just as bad as the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where the lady works in the house. And
where you can actually see, like, her, they show her legs. Yes. As she walks through, you hear the... I mean, that's right out of, like, Gone with the Wind, yeah.
Yes, they did, like, a Hattie McDaniel-type deal, and now, when you see those, she's got, like, a British accent. Mm-hmm. Like we just went way the other way to just kind of make sure that... Even all of the... Some of the cool stuff that was in it, too. I mean, we could talk about this all day. It's one of the things that fascinates me. All the things from my childhood that were just wrong... And watching them now with adult eyes, you're like, how did our parents let us watch this stuff?
Yeah, I got to go check out Black Vulcan. I got to get that he comes from Detroit. What was
his
superpower?
He's from Detroit.
We had like superpower, like paralyzing doo-wop and dance moves. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how far did they go with this?
So the show that's on the CW now is called Black Lightning. And like it's the same thing. Like it's the same power and the whole deal. But it would just... They had like a whole thing where it's like, here's Apache Chief, and now he says something that's old and native, and it turns him into a giant person, and because he's connected to the land. See what we did there? It's just the worst.
Yikes.
But I am here for the Wonder Twins, and they on Supergirl, they gave like a really good like Easter egg to the Wonder Twins and their monkey.
Yeah, you can have the Wonder Twins. That's all you. That's that was. I don't know what the point of that ever
form
was.
Shape of.
No, she would say
form of.
She said shape of and could pick an animal, and he would say form of, and then it was anything water or ice.
Form of. If people are wondering where the whole Wonder Twins thing comes from, I feel like I've hijacked this complete episode of our hanging out together. And I feel bad.
Would you rather talk about the Bears?
Nah. Well, maybe. I mean, it's an important game. I'd like
You're
to
like,
know who's playing
no.
quarterback.
Well.
Yeah, they haven't said. Nagy talks at 3 o'clock, right? And so we just got to ask him.
It's Mitch, right? There's no reason for it not to be. Like, unless he's not healthy, is there a reason to play Nick Foles if Mitch is healthy? There's no reason, right?
I wouldn't. I don't want to see Foles anymore ever do anything.
Well, you're going to see him for at least another year. That's for sure. Thanks, Ryan Pace.
Lawrence, you know what path this goes down. You know.
All right. No, I'm going to release because I know the rage that's getting ready to erupt from my buddy Layla on this particular subject. So I'm going to let you all get to your weekend. And I am going to start my little show, and it's going to be great today. Bob Kendrick from the Negro Leagues Museum is going to be here. I'm so excited because he's great. He's got some cool stuff. Cole Wright is going to be on the show. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show. We got it covered. So you all have a wonderful time off.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Apache Chief!
No,
it's bad. It's bad, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. This hour is brought to you by Corona Game Day at Home Sweepstakes. Enter to win at GameDayWithCorona.com. Jordan Malley, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Jed, thanks so much for joining me today. Congratulations on your new gig.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What was the point where you think you kind of fell in love with the idea of staying in Chicago?
I actually think part of why I like Chicago so much is where I came from. I loved you know, living in Boston. I lived there for probably like, I guess, 12 years, and it was wonderful. And I loved the way that people interact with their sports teams. You know, that was a wonderful thing. And, you know, for me, being with the Red Sox and seeing the impact that the team could have on the city and the surrounding area. And that's something that's really powerful. And I felt that, you know, coming to Chicago and being here.
Okay, JJ, I'm intrigued.
The Bears have to go back to Mitch. So they go back to that offense that is more under center oriented, more play action oriented. And maybe it gives you a chance to run the football better than you've been doing with Nick Foles at quarterback with that shotgun heavy offense.
And Chris, how you doing tonight?
My answer to the question, I do blame it on Nagy. The reason being is because I don't feel that Trubisky, it was a justified move in benching him. I know everybody's been on his back for the last couple of years.
Make me a bicycle clown!
We could have an official return to power from Mitchell Trubisky today. We could. We'll see. So here's how it goes. If you want to play the intrigue game with the Bears quarterback, by the way, welcome in. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. The Bears usually have their quarterback speak on Wednesday. And for the last few weeks, obviously, it's been Nick Foles who has been there. So the Bears today said, players available. And that means that they don't have a quarterback available to talk, which might mean that they don't want to give up their plans or they're not sure who's healthy enough to roll. Maybe we'll find out later on today. Matt Nagy is supposed to talk at 3 o'clock. So I'm sure the Parkin show will have any of that news that becomes available. I don't see how you can start anyone other than Mitch unless Mitch isn't healthy. And then it gets really interesting what you do. Because I'm not sure that Foles is in a place to play with the hip pointer, although they said that it was better than they expected initially. So I've got some things I want to say about that. But we're also going to have a little bit of fun on the show. If you've never heard Bob Kendrick, and a lot of people this summer, when I had Bob on for like extended segments, got a chance to hear him. He's terrific. He is the president of the Negro League Museum in Kansas City. And they're doing a fundraiser. They're doing a walk run for Buck O'Neill. And it's Buck O'Neill themed. And I wanted to just have him on because I just think that he's interesting and people seem to enjoy those conversations about the Negro Leagues when we have Bob on. So that's the next segment. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk with our buddy Bob. Jason Leisure covers the Bears, so he's got us covered today on Bears stuff. We'll talk with him at 12:40. Cole Wright will join me at 1 o'clock, and we have all sorts of other stuff, too. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We need to take a break. Apache Chief! Back on the Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Coach wants that.
Forget about who's quarterback, and I know that's the hot button right now in Chicago, and rightfully so. The first thing I would have done on offense is talk about how we are going to protect our quarterback. I honestly think that hopefully was the first discussion.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Whether it's Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care, or Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how. I need someone to tell Dabo Swinney he doesn't have to keep taking shots at Florida State. He is allowed to keep his feelings to himself. The Clemson coach is still throwing elbows because FSU doctors decided the two schools shouldn't play Saturday after a member of Clemson's traveling party tested positive for COVID upon arriving in Florida. Personally, I think Dabo is continuing a string of ignorance on this situation, but that's besides the point. Even if he's 100% correct that FSU used COVID to avoid his team, I don't see the benefit to this scorched earth plan. It makes him sound petty, ignorant, and insensitive, but maybe that's how he wants to sound. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Yeah, well, guess what, Andrew Bogish? Jose Abreu is still AL MVP, and there's nothing that you can do about it. This hour is brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
JCPenney's Black Friday is on now. Save on thousands of deals across the store and at jcp.com. Need it fast? Pick up your order with free curbside. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select cozy outerwear for the family for just $19.99. Or to shop sparkling diamonds and more. You'll save up to 80% on all fine jewelry. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/23 to 11/28. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Imagine this, $0. Enroll in a Humana Gold Plus plan at a $0 monthly plan premium. You'll also have a $0 copay at your PCP. Call a licensed sales agent today at 1-866-205-0000, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Saturday. That's 1-866-205-0000. Call today. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Lyrics inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
But my rates like that. They're great like that. Drive safe like that. I save like that. Straight up facts. Great rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, how many of you love to spend less? Great, that's
everyone. Now, let's narrow it down to everyone who loves to spend less and get rewarded for it. Everyone again? I predicted that. Well, let me introduce you to my Walgreens, the new,